This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance. Right, so that is recording. This is an interview for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive. My name is Dan Ellin, and I'm interviewing Martin Cowdice and Erna Obink. And it is the 18th of May 2016, and we're at Risehome Hall. Martin, just very quickly, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do and why you're interested in RAF and the crashes?
I'm 50 years old. I'm working in a bakery factory in Doetinchem. And my interest in metal hobby and World War II is I find the story behind the story, behind the pieces of crash sites, and I want to tell children about it. Mm-hmm. Children forgot it. Children heard nothing about World War II.
Smashing. How did you find out about the... You mentioned earlier about several crashes in your area. How did you find out about them?
I find it on internet. I contact people in England. I go to the archive. I go to the boys of Arga, Hengelo. And the stories came behind me. I go to start it up. I go to find places with a metal detector.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How have these sites been remembered locally? Do people know about them?
No. I heard it from old people. They are old people, 70s, 75s, okay. Second generation. She said, I heard from my dad, I heard there's a plane crashed. I don't know. She never can tell me
what the whole story was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just pieces of
the story. Pieces of the story. Yes, I go to with the metal detector, I find in a hole an accu, a navigator, bullets, planes of the plane, of pieces of the plane, glasses, parachute gesper.
Parachute harnesses.
Yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I must find it, what the story from the Halifax was. And I contacted on the internet, I find Julie. Mm-hmm. And Julie has the story.
Okay. So can you tell, for the tape, can you tell a little bit about the story of the Halifax?
The Halifax is with 500 planes, a raid of Bochum.
Mm-hmm. Germany. Bochum is Germany.
On the night of 12 of 13... June 1943. The Halifax came back, and the Halifax was shot down with flak. It was a nose landing. Nose landing is nose landing.
He had to put the plane on the ground.
Yeah.
He crash landed.
Yeah, crash landing. Mm-hmm. By Zevolder. He crashed too fast. And the Halifax is shut down near the IJssel.
Yes.
He broke. Mm-hmm. And three of those men cannot going out. She's burning alive. Uh-huh. And she's buried in Gendringen.
And you found the site where the crash was, and you detected it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What sort of pieces did you find?
Bullets. Glass, harness gaps from the parachute, mm-hmm. Accu, antenna, you know antenna?
Radio aerials, yes.
And money. Mm-hmm. I gave it to Chris.
Yes, I've seen it, yes. Yeah.
Ja, de gesmolten aluminium, buried aluminium van
melted
de plane.
Aluminium.
Smelted aluminium. Yes. Oh, it was managed so much there.
Yeah, the big air.
I have the metal detector, I go I only with my hand, so.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. Navigation.
Yeah.
It was, the time is still for me. I run to the car, I give it under it. Uh-huh. Come to home.
And is it a big area that you've been looking at?
It is in at the place is an highway now. Mm-hmm. Now on the zijkanten van de highway.
There's a river and there's a green plot.
Yes.
And then you have the highway.
Right.
And that green plot. Behind the highway and the river, there he was there.
Yeah,
and part of this was under the highway.
Yes. What do you think happened to the big parts of the aircraft, like the engines?
The plane is weeks behind the crash. Next, many 4 or 5 weeks.
After the crash,
the plane is burning,
mm-hmm.
ashes, and the German have the plane bringing to Terborg, a place, and up the train, bring it to Utrecht.
Right.
And there is it destroyed.
Awesome. Yeah. So I've seen on YouTube the video that you made. Who filmed you?
My stepson.
Uh-huh.
I have a Facebook page.
Yes. Why
Halifax Luft?
Yes, I've seen that as well. Yeah. Why do you think? Why have you made the Facebook page and the YouTube video?
For the children.
To inform the younger people, and the story must be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Children must know what happened there. There with the info board. The plane.
Tell me about the info board. Yeah.
The info board, that is very important. I started by the hoe heet de gemeente ook weer? Gemeentehuis.
Ja.
Yeah. Gemeentehuis. But I told the burgemeester, remember board what's happened there.
Yeah, monuments.
We have now three remember boards.
Mm-hmm.
In Oude IJsselstreek, Achterhoek, Holland.
Right.
One of the Spitfire, one of the Halifax, one of the
Wellington.
Wellington. Mm-hmm. We have three memory boards. People behind on the bicycle can read it. Children can read it. What's happened up that place?
Uh-huh. And who paid for the notice boards?
The gemeente.
Yeah. The
people in the area of the.
So
this the I don't know what.
Yeah, the gemeente. Notice gemeente. Where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Zeewolde. The area. We all people paid it.
So it was charity donations. People gave money.
No.
It is the government.
Oh.
Government.
We'll get that translated.
Yeah, gemeentehuis. Yeah. Gemeentehuis is het. En de gemeentehuis zorgt. We krijgen een klein budget ervoor.
And who did the research for the the stories that go on the boards?
I?
You did?
Yeah. My stepson did the Antwerp, and I make the story.
Yes.
My son, his stepson, is graphic designer.
I see. Right. Okay.
Okay, but now there are three boards there with the story.
So you said you know of there are seven aircraft within that small area. Yeah. Do you plan to do more boards?
Yeah.
More boards.
I plan that, and I know in Etten there is crest and. In Wellington of a Lancaster. I didn't know that is the crest there in 19 next year the village Etten in the Achterhoek he makes also a board there. What's happened there? There's seven English people is dying there.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Dat is ook met Arga weet daar ook een hoop van. Arga.
The two
the brothers with
brothers.
The
oh right yes
yes okay. Arga.
They're passionate yeah. about the crashes.
Uh-huh. Dus dan komt dus de four board.
Right.
Then was the three to go.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. And you intend to do the same for all. Yeah. Wonderful. Have you met or found people who have memories of these aircraft crashing?
No.
No?
Just from the Halifax.
Yeah.
Just from the Halifax.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about meeting the family members and how that came about?
But I meet Chris, Julie.
Yes. Yeah.
And I meet New Grace.
Mm-hmm.
New Grace is his uncle, of his old uncle. Was Frank Oliver. Frank Oliver was the bomb aimer. Chris' uncle was Edward Turlow. And Julie was McGonnell. His father had McGonnell. And I meet him.
Uh-huh.
It's very nice. Very peaceful. The story is... The circle is round.
Hij vroeg hoe jij in contact bent gekomen en waarom wij hoe
wel. Via internet.
Mm-hmm.
I meet him. And now we found each other.
Yeah.
And the first time in England, she saw me all everything.
I've seen him. Yeah.
Last year
the
they
yeah.
came over to Holland.
Uh-huh.
And now we come to here.
And
yes.
We took a few days off from work to let him see what. Where is what happens?
Yeah.
This is the story, the circle is on.
So we become friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very nice. There's a big story.
So you know this one event, as you say, this. The circle's complete. You know,
yeah.
There's one event, and it's brought these people together. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel that you've been able to do all of this?
I'm very proud. Why? Children heard about the story. The story behind the story. I'm very proud. That I can now tell it what's happened with boys from 20 years old.
And what happened to with Judy's father?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His uncle.
It's very nice to do.
People want to know what happened.
People want to see what happened. People want to hear what happened.
Yeah.
The boys in the planes were heroes. What the boys from 20 years old?
Yeah.
Almost children.
Almost children. And family of that boys. She never heard what's happened with her son.
Mm-hmm. They all had a mother, a father,
She heard my son is killed in action.
Mm-hmm.
She never knows what really happened.
Yes.
And that's.
And you've been able to.
I will find that out. Yeah. Yeah. And tell it. It's a good work to do that. Mm. I'm very proud of that.
Gives you a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's probably an odd question, but how is the war and Bomber Command remembered in your country?
Who is the war and the bomber?
Yeah.
We have now. We are the second generation. There's the four, the five. Only the second generation. Interesting thing.
Ja, wij wel weten hoe wij dat herinneren. Dan moet je even over 4 en 5.
Oh ja. 4 of mei in Holland. We. Dat is, hoe heet het? Dode dag.
Remember the dead people.
At the Second World War II. Uh-huh. On the 4th of mei. And we think of all the dead. In Gendringen, waar de boys of the Halifax.
May 5.
It's a liberation day.
Yes.
Day. Yeah, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
In Holland. Well, the 4th of May, we. Yeah.
Do you remember all the people who died in the war?
Yeah.
During the war?
Ik ben daar in Gendringen. Toch geweest?
Wat zeg je?
Ik ben in Gendringen geweest, of in Gaanderen. There's many people die interesting the for the monuments and the boards. It's very many doing good work therefore.
Uh-huh.
I can tell about man. I cannot speak.
Because Maarten did that shop. Other people are interested what happened in their village.
Yes.
It's go on further.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only this story, but in our place.
All places.
People think, oh, what's happened in our village?
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do about it and give them
Games a monument. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so other people are sort of following your example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elk village, we have I can know 5 villages. They have a memory started. It's very nice.
Smashing, thank you.
Yeah.
I think you've answered all the questions.
Okay.
I've asked. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anything that you would like to add? Anything more that you want to say?
Is er nog iets wat we willen zeggen?
Ah, ik heb niet, nee, ik heb niet.
Wil je nog iets zeggen?
Nee, hoeft niet. Dit is goed.
Oké, smashing, thank you.
Oké.
Okay. Press stop.